Harry Kroger as Sebastian Packer as this story goes on about Judas Clark.
I hadn't touched those horrible coins of Judas Iscariot since the day the storekeeper was killed. By now, I half believed the legend that death followed them. I began to feel that the only way I could escape their curse was to find the Judas clock and put the coins back in its weights where they belonged. One day, as I read the notices in the Times, my heart skipped a beat. It said, auction of clocks. At Chopin Place, auction room, Saturday at 7. Rare items, one of them fine Italian Renaissance piece of black marble. Rare treat for collectors. Come early.
Interested in something, young man?
Oh, why, yes, well, that is nothing in particular. Just looking at these splendid pieces. I thought I might stay for the auction.
Look about. Auction won't start for a bit yet.
I sauntered toward the black clock. My hand had scooped all the coins from my pocket. I would have to work fast and noiselessly. My sweating fingers began to unscrew the small cover on one of the weights. I would soon have the coins put back.
Just as I thought. What have you got in your hand there? Let's have a look.
No, nothing. Nothing at all. I was just examining.
Examining my foot? You've got a flock of coins there. You must have taken them from somewhere in the clock. Here.
No.
Give them to me.
Sometimes when things happen quickly, the mind retains details that would otherwise escape notice. As the men and I struggled, I dropped the clock's weight. It hit a short, round bit of metal directly below it. The man had a vice-like grip on my clenched hand.
Blasted little wretch!
No!
I'll wrench your hand off for you!
I heard a whirring sound within the clock, and before my horrified eyes, the supporting panel at the front of the clock's base slowly lifted on hinges. The clock was off balance and began to fall forward. I screamed a warning. Look out! The auction man was dead, mashed to a pulp of bone and blood beneath the clock, as my father had been. I ran to the door and out into the street. I was right back where I'd started. Only now I knew that my father had been murdered by Cousin Andy. I walked for miles, trying to pull myself together. I wandered aimlessly, or so I thought. But fate had traced my path before me, because I was startled to find myself staring into the shop window of a rare coin dealer named Megaroid. I walked into the shop. Mr. Megaroid was a nice little man. He smiled a bit quizzically at my firm belief that I possessed the betrayal coins of Judas. I poured them onto his counter.
Oh, I say, you could be right, you know. Oh, these are the right era. I say, suppose they are. Let me put a glass to them.
Mr. McElroy, would they be worth a great deal, even if they weren't the...
Well, let me see. Yes, gracious, yes, they should be worth a great deal as collector's items alone.
Well, Mr. McElroy, I feel that there's something I should tell you about these pieces. They...
Yes.
Oh, it's not important.
Oh, well, now, just a moment. I have a catalogue on this here in my show window. I'll fidget just a jiffy.
The coins lay on the counter. I watched Mr. Megaroid run down the aisle. As he approached the display window, his foot caught in an electric wire which lay across the floor. The lights went out, and I saw him pitch forward and... Mr. Megaroid! Mr. Megaroid! The street light peered through the broken plate glass and played across a grotesquely sprawled form in the show window. I needed no more light than there was to see what had happened. The upper half of the heavy plate had broken and dropped flat against the solid lower half. There was no need to ask how he was. No guillotine could have done a neater job. Mr. Megaroid had no head. I shall find out if Mr. Arnold is Cousin Andrew. If he is, I shall feel no remorse in killing him tonight. because while working to repair the Judas clock last night, I discovered how my father's accidental death had been well-conceived, diabolic murder. When the right-hand weight reached the floor of the clock on the 12th stroke of midnight, it tripped a trigger which collapsed the base of the clock and caused it to fall forward. My father had died on the 12th stroke of midnight.
Have you finished, Mr. Packer?
No, Mrs. Arnold. I shall have to come back tomorrow night. What time do you expect Mr. Arnold tomorrow?
About 11, I'd say. Will you be finished by then?
Well, I think so. I'll have to take these weights to the shop with me, though. Something has to be added to them.
Why, of course, Mr. Packer. Mr. Arnold will be so surprised to see the clock running, won't he?
He'll be very surprised, Mrs. Arnold. I've put the coins in their place within the weights. Not 15 in each weight, but 15 in one and 10 in the other. The other 5 coins are in my pocket. In another pocket, I have a small 38, although I don't plan to use it. 8 o'clock, and I have a 30-year-old date to keep.
Good evening.
Oh.
Mr. Packer?
Yes, but I'm closing now.
I see you are. My name is Arnold. Just came in from Chicago. Sorry to spoil your little surprise. Or my wife's, rather.
You surprised her instead?
Yes. She had to confess. I wanted to go out, so she had to tell me about engaging you to repair the Judas clock.
You don't want it repaired?
By all means, I insist. It's a splendid idea. But what I came for, really, was to tell you that you and I have much to talk about.
Oh, do we?
Yes. But look, close your place and bring along whatever you need to fix the clock, and we'll talk about it at my place.
I'm all set. Let's go.
Think you'll have it fixed in time to strike midnight?
Oh, yes. Yes, it will strike at midnight. Yes. Well, there we are, Mr. Arnold. Weights are in place. Let's see. Exactly 10 minutes before midnight. Set the hands. And just a little shove on the pendulum. So. And the Judas clock ticks again.
It's an evil clock, son. Evil as Satan himself.
The Judas clock wakes from a 30-year sleep. Hey, Cousin Sebastian.
Cousin? What?
That's what I wanted to tell you. My wife told me your father owned this clock in London.
Well, yes.
I was your father's cousin. You're Sebastian Packer, the little boy who ran away that night.
Cousin Henry.
Yes. I wonder how much you know of that horrible night when your father was killed.
Well, I know the clock fell on father. I heard the sound from my room, and I was so frightened. I ran down the rear steps in time to see them carry father away. He was all covered up.
So that was why I didn't find you in your room afterward. It happened so fast. We were sitting, talking. The clocks were striking 12. Suddenly, the base of the clock seemed to cave in, and...
I know.
I bought the clock at an auction a few years later. Had it all fixed. It's good and solid now. I saw to that.
Yes, sir. Well, I suppose I'll run along now, Cousin Andy.
Nonsense. Let's make up for lost time and get acquainted.
Well,
come now. I have some fine old port from England here.
Never.
Sit down a while. No, 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 not that chair.
No?
This one's a lot more comfortable.
It's a funny thing. When you work with clocks as long as I have, you get to philosophizing about time.
That's so. How?
Well, here I sit by the big clock, just as my father sat 30 years ago. You know how many seconds ago that was, Cousin Andy?
No. Do you?
Well, 315,360,000 seconds in 10 years. That'd be, 9,460,800,000 seconds in 30 years.
You've got quite a mechanical mind, Sebastian. Here, try this port.
Thank you. Here's to Father. What's the matter, Cousin Andy? Are you ill?
No.
Your face is quite drawn, gray.
Shut up.
Cousin Andy, it's late. I guess I'd best go. You know, you do look awfully sick. Oh, don't get up, old man. Sit down and relax. Take my chair. It's the more comfortable. Why, you're shaking like a leaf. Now, just sit quietly. I'll see myself out.
Thundering sinners, I...
Good night, Cousin Andy.
Sebastian. Get it off. Thank heaven's name.
Poor Cousin Andy. You're choking to death. You die hard, too, don't you? It was just a matter of timing. I set the hand a minute fast, and the weight didn't touch your clever little spring device till just now, because it's lighter by 5 pieces of cursed Judas money. Rest easy, Father. And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went and hanged himself.
But a fine chime was had by all. Anybody want to buy a large grandfather clock? I'm in the market for a sundial myself. Well, I'll leave you with a cheerful, timely moral. Oh, that goes with tonight's story. No extra charge. Now, you can figure out how many seconds you've lived. All right, that's your pastime. But you can't figure out how many you've got left. That's just sometime. See what I mean? Good night. Pleasant dream.
CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.